What's up, beautiful people? Kirby Hossaman here with another DMJ one-on-one, trying to deliver you just a little bit more marketing joy. Now, if you are getting any value out of these videos or these podcasts, please feel free to subscribe. And if you haven't already, please feel free to rate the podcast wherever you're listening. That helps us spread the word. And obviously, we're not running any ads or anything on this. We're just trying to provide value. So you doing that will help us help other people. So thank you in advance for that. So today, what I want to talk about are the three R's of business. Let me do the three R's of business. And maybe you've heard about the three R's of education. That's the reading, the writing, the arithmetic, right? Back in the day when I was going to school, they'd say, you know, if you just, you know, you handled the three R's, then you'd be fine. You would get a good education if you knew how to read and write and do the math, right? So the three R's of education were reading, writing, and arithmetic. Today, we're going to talk about the basics, the three R's of business. And if you manage these three things, if you do well in these three things, you're going to have yourself a business that does well and it grows. And we're going to talk about how the branded merch done well will help you succeed and excel with the three R's of business. So first of all, what are the three R's of business? They are retention, repeat business, and referrals. Look, if you do well, if you manage those, that foundation of your business, those the three R's of business, you'll do really well. So let's talk about what those are, what that means, and how you can utilize branded merch to help you in those areas. So let's start with retention. So you may have heard of me talk about this before, but I think it's really important. Like, retention is one of those things that's wildly important, but most businesses don't spend nearly enough time on it. There's a great statistic out there that says that 69% of businesses that leave you, your customers that leave you, will do so because of perceived indifference. They just don't think you care. They think that you are in it for the transaction. You've taken their money and they've moved on, you've moved on. Now that's scary, but it's also really easy to solve because showing appreciation doesn't have to be expensive. And there's a bunch of ways that you can do that. Obviously, you can do as simple as just picking up the phone and saying thank you. I know we're in an age where nobody wants to pick up the phone anymore, which, by the way, is one of the reasons it makes it valuable. So picking up the phone, saying thank you. If that's too big a lift, you know, sending a thank you note, sending an email, sending a video that where you look in the camera, just like I'm doing right now, to say thank you. There's a bunch of ways that you can show your appreciation and your gratitude for business, and that will help you keep your customers. It is amazing when you keep customers over months and years, the lifetime value of a customer. And so one of the ways that branded merch can help with that is to give them a tangible asset of your gratitude. One of the ways that I talk a lot about it is by creating a quarterly appreciation program for your best customers. It's awesome if you can do it for all of your customers, but by creating that quarterly appreciation for your top customers, you're in front of them on a regular basis saying thank you and then reminding them of your brand, creating brand affinity for you so that when they think of whatever service or product that you provide, they think of you fondly and they think of you often. And that's really, really key. So that is retention. That's that first R. It, you know, sort of to boil it down, one of the things I talk to my sales team about is, look, we need to go to our customers when we're not asking for money. Don't get me wrong. Sales is really important. And I think most of us are really comfortable sending those invoices. We're really comfortable when we're going to them with a sale. But by creating that quarterly appreciation program or just creating a regular program with some branded merch where you get in front of them, you show them that appreciation. As a side note, you also give them an opportunity to rep your brand, right? It's a big endorsement when they're seen wearing your t-shirt or using your mug. So utilizing branded merch under that first R, which is retention, is really a big deal. The second R is repeat business. Obviously, this goes hand in hand with retention. So studies will tell you that promotional products or branded merch will do two very important things when it comes to your business. So they increase the amount of times a customer orders, and they increase the order size. And let me just tell you, when you consistently, you get a customer in the door and you retain them, and then you figure out a way to get them to order more often and more, I'm telling you, that is a formula for a really successful business. So let's talk about how this happens. There's actually a study done several years ago at SMU, and it used 900 students who were moving in to the area. And so I'm reading from some notes here because I want to get this right. So it was three different groups. Some were given nothing. Okay. Some were given a coupon valued at about $2 for the service. And the other group was given a $2 piece of branded merch that was valued at $2 so that there was something fairly equal. Now, obviously, the given nothing group was not affected, right? Maybe they just got a flyer. What they ordered was about the same, right? Obviously, the coupon did increase it, which is good. But what was really interesting to me was the group that got merch ordered 18% faster than the other two groups. And they also ordered 18% more. And this is with a $2 item, folks. So if you can give your customers or your potential customers something of value that will allow them to remember you when it's time to purchase your service, then you're going to increase not only, you know, the amount of times they're going to order, but the amount they're going to order as well. One of the questions to ask in this space is, where is my ideal customer when they realize they need me? And being able to be right there is one of the powerful things that branded merch can do. So that is one of the ways that it can affect repeat business. So we've talked about retention, one of the R's, repeat business, which is the second R. And the final one is referrals. So one of the things I will tell you is referrals can really build a business. You know, if you can get one customer, but that customer gets you one or two more, watch out. That is a really basic concept that will help you grow, because each customer you acquire, you're going to spend some money, some time, some treasure, and some talent to acquire that customer. But if when you do that and you deliver on your promise, if they can get you one or two more customers, man, watch out. That's where that hockey stick happens, because your customers are acquiring new customers. Now, when you combine that with branded merch affects human behavior. The two things go together like peanut butter and jelly. So if you can get great customers and then incentivize them to get you great customers, you have a formula for success. And so creating a referral program of some sort where you essentially tell your best customers, hey, we're looking for customers just like you. And if you have anybody in your company, your former company, your wife's company, whatever it is, and then you say, we're going to do this incentive where if we get one and we get the customer, then you get to choose from one of these pieces of branded merch. People who were probably already likely to refer you are now much more likely to do so, because you've given them, A, you've brought it top of mind and you said, okay, well, yeah, this would be cool. It's good because I believe in them, but also I'm going to get wonderful prizes. But then you hopefully are making it easy for them to do so. So I say that those are the three R's of business. You've got your retention, your repeat, and referral. And by utilizing branded merch in the way that branded merch is best utilized, you can really supercharge your business by getting these foundational principles. You know, one of the things I tell people is that branded merchandise is the one marketing piece that people say thank you for. So making sure that you utilize quality branded merch, don't just do cheap crap. I say that all the time. That doesn't do anybody any good because it's not representing your brand well. But if you get something in front of your clients on a regular basis that is quality, that represents your brand well, and that they're going to utilize on a regular basis, it will make you more top of mind, and then it will affect their behavior in doing business with you. So those are the three R's of business and how branded merch affects those three R's. If this is bringing you any value at all, I would love it if you would subscribe. And hey, if you have any questions, any topics you'd like to hear me take on, bring them to me, throw them in the comments, message me, and I would appreciate that. I always love trying to tackle those kind of things as well. So thank you so much for watching. See you next time.